You know, TymeBank, for the kiosks in Pick and Pay and Foschini Group stores, they want to now get into funding small businesses. And to do that, they've bought Retail Capital. It's a fintech firm that provides funding to SMEs. And it's a general trend that the plan for these fintechs seems to be you work in financial services, you get your experience, you make your contacts, you get your networks, you have a bright idea. Your boss says, no, it's a terrible idea. You can't do it here. You take it outside. You build the business. And then you end up selling it back into corporate because, hey, it was a good idea. Koen Jonker is the co-founder and chief executive of TymeBank. Is this your first move, Koen, from retail banking in the shops to actually saying to small and medium enterprises, we have a mechanism to fund your businesses and fund your growth for the future?
Bruce, I love that description that you had of how new ideas get back into big business. But I will just say we don't think of ourselves as corporate, as big business. We very much think of ourselves as fellow entrepreneurs and startup guys with the Retail Capital team. In terms of a small business, actually, we already do have small business customers. We have about 100,000 entrepreneurs and under-managed businesses already on our platform. But we haven't been extending any credit to them. And so the motivation behind buying Retail Capital is that they have this very unique, very powerful solution that is technology-enabled and would enable us to extend very flexible, very fast working capital to our customer base, as well as to the customer base that they're currently servicing through their partners.
That makes a huge amount of sense, of course, because what you've got is you've got lots of retail depositors. You've got people, mom and pops, who deposit their money with you. They look for a return. You can, you know, pay them a return on their and give them some interest on their deposits. But it's much better if you can use that money that they've deposited with you to lend on to worthy and reliable small and medium enterprises at a rate of interest that is higher than you pay to your retail banking customers. You offset your risk and boom, the banking model has got a virtuous circle.
That is spot on. And even better, if we can deploy this money to the true heroes of the South African economy, which are the entrepreneurs and the owner-managed businesses that continue to thrive and drive through hard times. And so for us, you know, it's very exciting to be able to support these businesses. But as you say, structurally, economically for us, the strategy also makes a lot of sense.
Thank you very much to Koen Jonker this evening. I love how he puts it. The heroes, true heroes of South Africa, the people who actually do the work, the employ the people that pay the taxes. A quick call from Costa in Linksfield this evening. You want to talk about Athol Williams, Costa?
Hi, Bruce. Good evening. Just 2 points that I raised with your producer. First of all, just listening to Lord Peter Hain and Athol Williams, the South African government, from the president down to whatever DG, deputy DG concerned, they should hang their heads in shame, in collective shame. It is shocking that we have a decision by the British government to bring some kind of action to bear against Bain, and we have done nothing. After Nugent, after the Zondo Commission, we're told, well, we'll wait for 4 months before a course of action is plotted out and blah, blah, blah. It's shameful, Bruce. It is absolutely shameful.
Sorry, Costa. Shameful. Absolutely. Thank you, Costa, very much in Linksfield this evening.